Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Buckle up. It's going to get a little rough tonight. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, IA, where they have a new candidate in the governor's race. We'll get to that in a minute. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. They're ready for you on the porch. They're excited because they know who's going to run for governor in California. Added their name to the list today. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But they're excited. Okay, there they are, and they've all gone by the wayside. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, along this afternoon about, along this evening about 6:05 or 6:10, we heard this on selected radio stations on the Salem Radio Network. Listen to this. Go for it, Larry. All right, hold on. Let me stop. I know what happened there. Larry didn't want to talk.
In the history of this state, and somebody has got to step in. Somebody has to turn it around. I don't know whether the stars are going to line up for me like this ever again. If I'm going to make a move and try and do something about the state that I love so much, the state that I was born in, now is the time.
That was Larry Elder, and he was announcing that he was running for governor.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, he's been talking about this, getting input about this, and today was the day that Larry Elder announced that he is, in fact, running against Gavin Newsom in the California recall. And one of the most important things he's talking about, Captain, he's saying that he's running for governor because the decline of California isn't the fault of the California people.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's our government is ruining the Golden State. And so he is definitely, going to be a formidable force in this recall election. Larry Elder, of course, a native Californian and so forth. So he definitely is going to bring something to the table that we haven't seen yet in this recall election.
And Larry Elder also adds something else to the situation.
He has been a practicing attorney. He's 69 years of age. He's been a radio host for a number of years. He's also been on television for a number of years. He's very readily identifiable. He's got a presence, so people don't, it's not like they don't know who he is. They do. And he's just a, and I've met him several times at different events that we've had here with Salem Media in Tampa. And I'm very impressed with him as a person, and had some conversations with him. So he's going to do well, I think.
I think you're exactly right, Captain. And again, it's the ideas that California is in desperate need of. And somebody like Larry Elder, who can speak to these issues, who knows them inside and out, and also I think will be able to perhaps, talk about these issues in ways that are going to transcend what Gavin Newsom is mm-hmm. going to try to do to continue
yeah.
to
and
try
Gavin
to...
Newsom cannot be on the ballot as a Democrat because the Democrats filed late, so they're not even listed. There are no Democrats listed, only names.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the two questions. Should he be recalled? And if so, who should replace him?
Yep. Now, I want you to listen to Cuba, some comments from President Joe Biden, who was finally forced to say something because of Marco Rubio jabbing away. Now, listen to this.
In a written White House statement, the president describes the Cuban demonstrations as a clarion call for freedom and relief from the tragic grip of the pandemic. He says the Cuban people are bravely asserting fundamental and universal rights as they protest what he calls decades of repression and economic suffering under Cuba's authoritarian regime. Mr. Biden calls on Cuban leaders to hear their people and serve their needs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now, Greg put out another one of his great reports. We appreciate him doing that and then sending them over here for us to play at night. But the thing of it is, Kyle, Donald Trump, and we'll do this when we come back, because Donald Trump earlier in the day blasted the bejesus out of Joe Biden. And I mean, he went after him. And when you hear the difference between the comment that you just heard from Joe Biden and what Donald Trump had to say, it's the difference between day and night. And the Cuban people, I guarantee you, paid more attention and had more credence in the fact as to what Donald Trump said versus what Joe Biden said.
Yes, exactly right. What Joe Biden was talking about, I hate to say, sounds pretty watered down.
Well, it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was no purpose with it. There was no, like, well, we're going to help you. We stand behind you. We're going to this. We're going to that. None of that, which you'll hear something different here in a minute when we get to Donald Trump and what he had to say. Okay, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'll tell you what, the weather's really gorgeous down here, getting some showers in the afternoon, but that's okay. Don't mind that at all. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you so very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. As you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 6 years now. It's part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation that I have in my left ankle and foot, plus the pain that comes along with that, and it even goes up my leg into my back and all that stuff, and you know how that goes, and it just sucks. But the one thing I found that works, that's not got any drugs in it, is Relief Factor. And that's because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of my problem. It also goes right straight to the source of the pain to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether and makes life bearable again. Now, I take one in the morning when I get up, which is actually usually around 12 noon. I take one then, and then I take one again at night before I start the show. And if I have to have one during the daytime because something's aggravated or agitated, I'll do that. You can't take too many of these. You can take 3 packets a day, even 4 if you need to have them. Okay, so it is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the healing process, too. So all you got to do to get the 3-week quick start for $19.95 is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you're home free. And you'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. Tens of thousands of people have had the product, tried it, and it works for them. They come up to me. I run into them almost every day on the street. People go, oh, thank you so much, Captain. And by the way, I'll have some Relief Factor with me today for the gang coming over to the lunch at Mission Barbecue, so you'll be able to get some over there if you need a packet or whatever. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and again, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, here is what Donald Trump said, word for word. You ready?
Yep.
Big demonstrations are breaking out in Cuba and Miami in protest of the communist Cuban government. Although today there are zero protesters in Cuba, you know what that means. Don't forget that Biden and the Democrats campaign, I'm reversing my very tough stance on Cuba. Remember when Obama attended baseball games with Castro's when they imprisoned, beat, and killed the Cuban people. Now, he went on to say, I stand with the Cuban people. 100% of their fight is for freedom. The government must let them speak and be free. Joe Biden must stand up to the communist regime or history will remember. The Cuban people deserve freedom and human rights. They are not afraid. Now, we played Joe Biden's speech. Want to hear the difference?
Yep.
So you notice how the things President Trump's statement are that aren't in Joe Biden's statement. Trump actually calls out how the government has oppressed the people in the past and that they're trying to shut down the protests now, hence the empty streets. And by the way, no internet. Can't see anything. They shut down the internet, right?
Yep, standard practice for them.
And who controls the internet in Cuba?
Well, I would think the Cuban regime.
No, yeah. Sir. China.
Or China, okay.
China runs the internet there. Yes, sir. Now, he also says that Biden must stand up to the communist regime, mentioning the C word, which Biden never said. He says the people deserve their freedom and echoes their call, and that they're not afraid, echoing the chant in the street, so that he knows that they've heard what they're saying and is giving them support. Now, Trump also notes about Barack Obama, how he visited Cuba, went to a baseball game with Raul Castro. Remember that?
Yes, of course.
When dissidents were being beaten, indeed, that's correct, beaten. Not only that, but Obama did the wave with Raul Castro as well. That wasn't a joke. He actually did that acted like as if they were the best of buddies.
Well, exactly right. A very, very different day, obviously.
And what was the one other thing that he did?
What was that?
He stood at the monument of the Che Guevara, and stood there at attention.
Yes, you're right. That was a terrible picture.
Che Guevara is a communist extraordinaire, but that wasn't just it. The guy was a murderer.
Well, absolutely. You know, and Captain, one of the things I picked up on when we were listening to the report earlier, with Joe Biden saying the United States calls on the Cuban regime to hear their people and serve their needs at this vital moment. And
oh, it's the COVID vaccine. They don't have the COVID. That's why they're doing this. It's a COVID vaccine.
Yeah, it's just the COVID, yeah. But,
that's why they're hollering freedom.
Well, exactly. But it seems to me, Captain, that President Biden is really just kind of telling the Cuban regime to be better communists. You know, just, you know, serve their needs. You know, the people need this, or just go give it to them. And, you know, and then everything will kind of go back to normal. That's not what President Trump is talking about, because he's using that word freedom. Here we go again. And it's night and day, like you said.
Well, here's what we know from amateur radio broadcasts coming out of Cuba. We know that large contingents of Cuban riot police patrolled the capital of Havana on Monday following the protesters around amidst the protests that they were doing, and then forced them off the streets. In some cases, they arrested them, threw them in the back of trucks, and took them off somewhere. You have no idea where, but you can imagine. And Cuba's president said the demonstrators were stirred up on social media by the Cuban Americans in the United States. It was all our fault.
Well, of course. And, of course, where would they have learned a lot of these tactics? Of course, early on, they would have been sent to the then Soviet Union back in the day to learn how to have these kinds of oppressive regimes.
Well, they still have dungeons in Cuba.
It's so terrible. You know, the American people, of course, our hearts are with them. We need now to have make sure that our government's with them and sends exactly the right message. This could be a real watershed, a real turning point,
yeah,
and a difference for the Cuban people's future.
Now, wait till you hear this about Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Two election integrity bills advanced in the Texas legislature targeting the people who are trying to steal the votes. Now, the Democrats decided they were going to do something different so that they couldn't be voted on, or so they think. Democrats in the Texas legislature left the state for Washington, D.C., in a second revolt against Republican efforts to pass some more voting security measures. But the governor has ordered them back, or they will be arrested wherever they are at and brought back.
Yes. Well, again, you know, this is, you know, they do see this, obviously, as for all the marbles. They don't want elections that have integrity, that that you can trace back and see.
And they don't want voter ID or anything like that.
Well, of course, yeah. And no matter what some prominent Democrats say, they're only saying that because they know the polls are against them in this.
And this is another example of how, when you heard about, well, the there's a big blue wave coming to Texas and the Democrats are going to take over and this and the other. Well, if they were going to take over, why are they so adamant in not having this get passed?
Well, of course not. You know, again, because they understand what the people actually want. They realize that if these kinds of things get put in place, that it's going to make it so much harder for the voter fraud to happen.
Now, I can tell you where they are going to get their butts handed to them starting this year, and that's Florida. I'm serious. That's Florida. The local elections, they are about to get shell-shocked.
Well, and that will be a very, very good thing.
Yep. And next year it's going to be more of the same because they won't be able to figure out what it is that's going on because they don't believe that a lot of the people that moved into Florida are Republicans that came down here to get away from the high taxes in the states that we're in.
Right. And that would seem to track logically, too. You'd figure a lot of the folks would leave that would have that particular point of view. Exactly. What the Democrats, by and large, are doing, the Democrat Party elite, they've gone so far that they are absolutely just poisoning the
well. Well, first of all, a Democrat sitting up there getting welfare and this, that, and the other, and you know, assistance for rent and all that stuff up in New York State or Pennsylvania or Massachusetts, just to pick three states, would not get that down here in Florida. They'd have to go find a job.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Yes.
To get anything, they'd have to be out there trying to find work.
Yeah, but eventually you have enough people move out, and they're not paying into the system anymore. So where are you going to get all the free money then?
Not down here.
Exactly.
Not down here. Again, our governor is smart, and our legislature is even smarter because they put all that stuff in place. They got to go out and find a job. If they don't find a job, then too bad, so sad.
Yep.
They'll get a certain amount, but they won't get anything like they'll get up north. And they'd be damn fools to come down here and try to think they were going to live high up the hog down here on welfare and stuff. It just isn't going to happen. All right. Hold that thought. Kathy's going to give us the phone number, and we're going to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is issuing a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday that it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder that occurred after patients received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among the more than 12.5 million doses administered. And President Biden met with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday as a group of Democratic senators work on a massive infrastructure spending package. Sanders told reporters after the meeting that the package would be larger than $3.5 trillion and could be pushed through Congress with a special budget reconciliation process that could approve the bill without receiving any Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Man. By the way, I want to say a special shout-out to Don and George up there in Minnesota. And Dawn is the executive assistant to Mike Lindell at MyPillow. She called me up yesterday, and we had a little talk for a few minutes, and she was telling me that they were getting some great compliments that people told them that I told them about MyPillow and talking about Captain and all that sort of stuff. And she said thank you very much, and she said the people are being very, very thankful and grateful that they're getting this discount on these things, because one of the things – folks, you got to get this pillow. If you don't do anything else, you've got to get yourself a MyPillow. It is the most amazing pillow I've ever had in my life. I used to have sore necks. I used to have headaches. I used to wake up sometimes with my shoulders aching because of the stupid pillow. And then there was the worst thing was is you'd sweat a little bit and the pillow would be soaked. Well, that has all stopped with MyPillow. MyPillow. The lowest price ever right now, $29.98, $40 you save. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and order that pillow, the MyPillow Premium. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. You're going to save $40 on that pillow. Now, that's just an example. There's other things where you'll save more money than that on the items. And in some cases, it'll be percentages. It'll be 30%, 40%, 50%. But the promo code on anything to do it is going to be the word CAPTAIN. Now, they have a phone number. It's 800-641-5459. That's 601-641-5459. You can call that number, get any questions answered that you want, or place an order there, too, after you take a look at their website, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell thanks you. I thank you. And you're helping a great American who the ilk of the left tried to put him out of business, and it's not working, and it's not going to work. We're not going to let it happen. We're standing behind MyPillow and Mike Lindell. So, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Yes, Captain.
I got a little something I want to say here, and I'm going to be very specific and straight to the point, and I don't care who doesn't like it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you hear about one of the dumbest dumbasses that ever made a comment about people that live in the burbs, okay, not having such little things as a Kinko's or a copy machine, and they lack the internet, and they lack this, and they lack that? What a dumbass. And that was Kamala. They call her Kamala. Kamala Harris.
Yes.
What a dope.
Yeah, well, you know, Captain, first of all, I don't, is there a Kinko's out there? I don't think
there hasn't been a Kinko's around in 14 freaking years.
I know.
God. Oh, yep. That's only part of it. The other part of it is, I guess she's never been on a farm and realized that on the farm, every farmer's got some sort of office that they have where they do their paperwork and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Go to a dairy farm, you'll see what I'm talking about. Fruit farm, the same way. Cash crop farm. They've all got copy machines, trust me. And they've all got computers, trust me. And even in the small rural post offices in the country, you're liable to find a copy machine. And if not, you know where you'll find one?
Where's that?
The sheriff's office.
At the sheriff's office.
Or the courthouse.
Well, you know, Captain, even if, let's just say there wasn't a copy machine around. Well, of course there are. But even if that were true, why wouldn't Kamala Harris and Joe Biden simply propose something like the Federal Rural Copy Machine Program or something? You know, some other government.
Well, how
program.
Do you think they got in the post office?
Well, exactly.
That was the federal government, and it was all done. Oh, I think we should put a copy machine in the post offices now to help out the people that don't have copy machines. They did that.
Well, but at the same time.
And where's she been?
Well, for some reason, Captain, they're letting her get in front of the camera and talk to reporters.
She's lost in space, and all she did when she said that, and I hate to be so directed to the point, but I can't help it. I got to be honest. She showed what a dumbass she is.
Well, and exactly. It's really striking. It's so striking to say that people in rural parts of the country, especially in the farmlands, somehow are technologically challenged. They it would be impossible, evidently, according to what she was talking about, it would be impossible for them to get these copies made and somehow make a copy of their driver's license. This is ridiculous nonsense. But yet she's the vice president and she gets to say stuff like this. This is beyond bizarre.
And then we've got the Olympic Committee talking about redesigning the American flag. Have you seen this?
I've heard a little bit about it, yeah.
Well, they want to redesign the American flag. It won't even look like the American flag. It'll look like two boxes. One of them will have five stars in it. It'll have four red stripes and three white stripes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound too great.
That isn't even close to the American flag. There is nothing wrong with the American flag, with the 50 stars and the stars and stripes put together on the flag. And that's what they should be displaying when they go to the Olympics. That's the flag of the United States of America, not this ridiculous bogus item that they've drawn up. And by the way, they've even changed the color of the Olympic rings.
Oh, really? Okay.
To reflect a little, let me just use the word, gay enthusiasm.
Well, you know, the whole thing about the flag is that, again, you find a symbol and you fixate on it, and then you declare that symbol to be racist or divisive and all these things, and you have to take that symbol down and replace it with something else that now is a symbol of your power. the power that you now rule over the people, this kind of thing. Whereas our flag, the American flag, actually symbolizes the freedom of the people, not the repression of the people.
And by the way, the Olympic rings, which have been around forever, were designed a certain way for whatever reason the Olympics decided on it, and you can't decide to suddenly change it because you feel like it. You got to go through the Olympic Committee, and nobody's allowed them to do that. They just want to change it on their own.
Yeah, see, this is where all these things, in other words, the touchstones that we can all kind of get together on. Hey, let's watch the Olympics and let's cheer for our country or our favorite Olympian, whatever it is. This is supposed to bring us together. Here's something now that, again, is going to divide us.
The American flag is the American flag, and it goes on uniforms for a reason. I don't care if you're police, fire, military, church, whatever. And by the way, some churches do, I've seen ministers wearing American flags on their flock that they wear, their robe. But the thing of it is you don't go messing with the freaking American flag when it comes to the Olympics.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But unfortunately, there's just a multi-pronged attack onto the symbols of the United States, onto the very concept of the United States.
Yeah. Now, by the way, I went to a place yesterday called the Orange County Choppers Museum and Restaurant here in Pinellas Park. It was the first time I'd been there. It was absolutely fantastic. What an experience. And they got a picture of me in front of the firefighters exhibit they had there with all the helmets and the picture of the 343 FDNY firefighters that died. I stood right beside the picture so they could see it when they took the picture of me there. And I'm going to leave them an artifact of some type once I figure out what it is I'm going to give them. And it was really quite an experience to be there. I did not realize that they paid that much attention to veterans and military. But the message I got from them is simple. All military and first responders will get a 10% discount on their meals there at the OCC venue on 49th Street in Pinellas Park. So that's the word that we're going to put out for tonight about them, and there will be some other things going on with yours truly being involved over there.
That is very cool. Very cool what they do, exactly. Yeah.
Yep, you betcha. You betcha. And, again, the thing about this was they've got some really good food, really good menu, all sorts of stuff. You can get regular size or you can get the big size, and when you order something and it's full size, you're going to get your plate full. I couldn't believe when they brought me to eat. I was like, my God, the thing was like a foot high. Well, it wasn't a foot high. It was about 8 or 9 inches high. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to start carving on this baby.
Wow.
Because you couldn't get it in your mouth. Oh, my God. All right, hold on, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to do a little rock and roll tonight when we get going on the Truckers Highway and Byway segment. Yeah, there's weather out there, too. Got to talk about the weather. And, of course, Kyle's out there right now cooking hot dogs on the highway, I think. But anyway, I'll be right back. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All right, Donna, we'll do that for you because we don't want you up there in the traffic copter you used to fly around in reporting about the accident down below. There you go. All right, in this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and have even got an RV club that you can join with your RV. Now, we are going to rock. We're going to kick it off right now, and here we go.
Yeah.
is an oldie but goodie, Kyle. Who was that?
Well, that's Journey, and that's from their Frontiers album back in 1983.
You are so right. You are so right. Okay. I knew I couldn't stump you on that. All right, because that's one of the groups that you really like. Well, here we go. And we've got a surprise coming up in the next hour. I'm not telling Kyle tonight what we're playing. We're just seeing if he knows what we're up to here. But anyway, excessive heat is going to linger in the western U.S. through Tuesday, with several additional record high temperatures being challenged in California and Nevada. Now, considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding impacts are possible through today across the urban corridor from northern New Jersey into far southern New York and southwestern Connecticut, where we've got flood watches and warnings going on right now. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, to some degree, we're going to continue to see these excessive heat warnings and these very, very high temperatures. The good news is that the high pressure seems to be moving out of the area, and that's going to allow more of the onshore flow, especially in California. We've seen a lot of the excessive heat watches drop off. But in central California, Fresno, also through Bakersfield, out into the desert, as you're going up Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas, you continue to have those excessive heat warnings. Right now in Las Vegas, they're reporting light rain. That's because we've got flash flood watches all through that corner of southern Nevada. It goes down into Arizona, down through Phoenix as well. And I think they were also reporting rain here just a little while ago. Yes, they're still reporting light rain up until about now. Now they're just reporting cloudy conditions. But that's going to be off and on, so you want to be careful if you're traveling through that area of Phoenix, also through Kingman, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and southern Utah as well, coming up Interstate 15. We do have air quality alerts in Montana to tell you about tonight. There are wildfires nearby. This is affecting Missoula, also into parts of western Washington State, Moscow, Lewiston as well. So you want to be careful there. Excessive heat warnings and fire weather watches in southern Idaho. There's also, Captain, the fires burning about 45 miles north of Lake Tahoe. This is going to be along the California-Nevada border.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of fires that are there right now that are merging into one complex fire. And so we're keeping an eye on that. That's also causing power outages, and they're asking for conservation there.
All right. And I did notice that there's a flood warning down by Nogales, Arizona tonight, too, coming out of there. So be careful. All right. We've got some flooding going on north of Columbia, Missouri, same place where we had it last night. Apparently the rivers are up there, and they've got a flood watch and a flood warning in that area just north of I-70 going up towards from Columbia north to the Iowa state line. We've also got some rain and some thunderstorms in the Chicago area out around the loop, with some rain scattered down towards Springfield, Illinois tonight. We do have what looks like over in Pennsylvania, in the Poconos right now, up around Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. There's a flood warning up there in that area west of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. You've got flood watches and warnings in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. Moving down towards Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey, you've got flood warnings in the area there. Rivers are way up. And it's still raining, believe it or not. And also going over towards into New York City, Long Island, southern part of Connecticut, and the tip of Rhode Island tonight, you've got flood watches and warnings in the area there. There is some fog in the eastern seaboard down by the Chesapeake Bay. And we do have down in the Gulf of Mexico, just north of Key West, what looks like a disturbance of some sort. Looks like it's moving towards South Florida, and it's rain. Let's see, thunderstorms and rain is what we got here so far. Maybe some winds. Now, I ran into something yesterday, Kyle, on the Howard Franklin Bridge, which is not uncommon. We had some afternoon storms, and I mean to tell you, it came down. It was like being in one of our tropical storms. The rain was sideways. It was blowing the trucks around. I had a truck beside me that started moving around. Obviously, he was empty, a semi, and I moved over one lane to get the hell away from him. And it was just absolutely whipping up across the bridge. And rained so hard you couldn't see hardly, which is always interesting in the middle of the afternoon when it's bright sunlight, and all of a sudden, boom, there you are.
No kidding. Wow.
In the middle of the bridge, in the middle of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's not the first time that's happened, but You get used to it, sort of, but not really. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J is there for you. They're there for you. They're the largest truck stop chain in the country, so you need to stop in and check them out and see what they have to offer. And I'll tell you what, the restaurants in the Flying J's are really good. The food is good there, too. Never have to worry about that. And even if you pull into the Pilot, you might find a McDonald's, or, shoot, you might find a Wendy's. Could find a nice chicken restaurant there or whatever. But the food is really good there, and it's a surprise, especially when you're going to find out you join the Drivers Club. You're going to get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store, right?
That's exactly right. And then you can also download the app, and that goes right along with that. That's called the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it for your iPhone or your Android device. And pro drivers, you can earn 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. So check it out today, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Hello to LJ in the chat room. You need to get your butt down here so you can go to places like where you saw my picture yesterday. That's where I was at. I'll take you over there. All right. We'll be back with more. All right, to this.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.